Okay, here we go. Players right now do not practice: Stephen Burton, Dwayne Gratz, Mercedes Lewis, Roy Miller, Jeremy Mincy, Blaine Gabbert, and Cecil Shorts. Those guys did not. Mike Brown, Geno Hayes, and Sendarek did practice, but were limited. So I leave it at that.
Concerned about Shorts, coach?
No, I made that decision. You know, he goes back and forth. He's tough, and he doesn't say much, you know, but I know with that groin tightness, it was one of those things where I think it's lingering, and I just felt like, you know what, the best thing for him after talking with Mike and Milo was to completely hold him out of practice. And, you know, he plays on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off, practice Wednesday, and then Thursday, let's let it settle down, Friday, and then, you know, Saturday's kind of a walkthrough. So we're trying that just to see if we can continue to get the production. I just don't want it to get any worse. So it's looking ahead.
How good was it to see Mike Brown get back?
It was good. Really good. We really need to get him back with our receiving core and some of the injuries that we have there, just out of his experience and knowing the package. So his big thing was, would he be able to take a hit, you know, to go out there? And he felt really good running and running routes and twisting and things like that. I think the hesitancy was, you know, if he could take a hit. And so we looked at that after practice, and it felt good.
Do you think he'll play then?
Yeah, we think there's a really, really strong chance, Vito.
There's no chance that Cecil doesn't play, right?
I mean, as of right now, no. Yeah, he'll play.
How nice will it be to have your top four in that rotation, Blackman, Shorts, Sanders, and Brown, all available for the first time?
Yeah, it's great. Great to have those guys. So, you know, I think and we're starting to see progress with a guy like Burton coming back. And, you know, so it'd be good to get a group of receivers back. And we have quite a few on our team right now. I think you see the numbers. What is it, Ryan? 8 or 9, I think, on our team. And just because certain positions have a tendency when you go through a season get hit. And we felt like receiving core was getting hit, so we add our numbers there. And now to see those guys starting to come back has been really good. And it helps the quarterbacks.
You mentioned some of the other guys, Stephen Williams, 6'5". How important was that to bring in somebody that would have that kind of, you know, height advantage?
Yeah, I mean, it's a complete opposite of some of our guys. You know, a big target for our quarterbacks. I think they enjoy throwing to a target like that. And, you know, he's been here, what, a couple days. And so he's still learning and the playbook and some of the things. And he's really trying to learn just game plan by game plan at this point. It's hard to throw the whole playbook at him, but he can learn the game plan parts of it.
Is it obvious that Henny's been playing a lot so far this year, and when you see him in practice, that there isn't a big – doesn't take him long to get back into the flow of things?
Yeah, he's a true pro. You know, he's I've told you before that I like his demeanor on the field and how he handles the team, and he steps in. And I think he understood the competition part of it and that we went with Blaine, but he always stayed a pro, and he always was ready that one rep away. And, you know, we appreciate that about him. And now that he's stepped in and going, you know, I think it's the team just, you know, goes with him, and he does a good job with that.
Other than speed, elusiveness, what is it that makes Ace a pretty good punter?
Yeah, you know what? What I saw against St. Louis, he's got courage. You know, some of them was like, okay, fair catch it. You know, but he's got guts. And I think that's what makes him good. And, you know, when we watched him in college, he has the ability to get north and south. And when you get north and south as a punt returner, that's one of the qualities you look for. And that's what Ace has. He does have that. But the courage part of it, I think, is, you know, and he'll continue to hopefully make good decisions. You know, with that, I know he's going to try to take a chance, and he's going to try to make something out of nothing. And but he's got that courage part that you like back there.
A lot of guys kind of go left and right,
right,
when they're young. He doesn't do that, or
no? He not as much. No, he might, you know, initially,
right.
But then he's getting north and south, and that's one of the traits you look for in a punt returner. Because if you can average 10 yards of return in the NFL, it's pretty good. And the guys that do it go north and south.
How's Henny look this week?
Good. He does a good job. His command, I think that, you know, Vito, we're striving to be more precise, and we found that some of the decision-making, some of the execution has been going on from week to week. And what you've seen in our package is that from the first game to now that we've shrunk the package, we've made it smaller. And because at no expense do we want to lose execution and our guys' ability to play fast. And we saw that last week, but even this week, I think our package is even a little bit smaller. And it's and you're seeing it in practice. You're seeing the execution part. So that part's good.
So fewer plays, but running better.
That's the idea. Uh-huh. Yep.
Now, Penny's had kind of an unusual career. He's had a 400-yard game. He's had 300-yard games. And then, of course, he's had the other side. Have you done any studying about how can you make him more consistent?
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, part of that is the consistency comes with a consistent group around you. And, you know, that's the challenge with when you have injuries at receivers, that consistency, knowing where guys are going to be, counting on them to be there. And when you have changes within that group, it makes it a little bit more difficult on a quarterback. They're an NFL quarterback. They're professional. They have to adjust. But it is still at times difficult. And I think when you have consistent guys out there, then, you know, you have a better chance to have games like that. And that's what we're striving to do is build consistency, even with some of our injured guys. Get them up and get them practicing. And so, you know, it's not only for them and the numbers at receiver, but also for the quarterback.
Gus, what's Sendarek's outlook for Sunday?
It's good. It's good. We held him out yesterday, but he practiced today, limited basis. But he is a tough, tough player now. He is. He's played with some injuries. I think you guys asked me, boy, he's getting a lot of reps, a lot of reps, a lot of reps. And we're mindful of that. And that's where you saw him. We took him out of practice yesterday and said, all right, let's limit him some in practice to continue to get what we're seeing on Sundays. So we're just being cautious with him and making sure. But, you know, a lot of our guys right now, they're going to be banged up. They got sore knees and sore shoulders, and he's one of them. But his toughness and what he brings, you know, he'll play through it and he'll still play at a high level.
And then Geno Hayes?
Geno Hayes, same thing. He's, you know, he has a hip flexor injury, but Geno is a little bit different than that. He, you know, things like that really don't bother him. He's going to play on Sunday no matter what in his mind, and something like a hip flexor is not going to hold him back. So, again, we like that about Geno, his mental toughness.
Todd, okay?
Yeah, Todman ran today, did a nice job. He had a thigh contusion, I believe. You know, it looked worse on tape when we saw it, but, yeah, he ran today and did good.